celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Did you ever feel penned in? Did you ever feel there's no escape? I can't get out of this. Wait for the wind.
We are going to the book of action. Right now, the book of action, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, action. Want to talk to you briefly about a wind. Would you just shout that? Say a wind. Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. We'll begin reading the former treatise. So you could think of it this way. In my gospel, the former treatise have I written to you, O Theophilus, of all, say all is all and that's all there is to it, all is all. Of all that Jesus, pay close attention to the next word and shout it out, began, you ready? Of all that Jesus, both to do and to teach. I'm going to startle you right now because Jesus left things undone. He did not leave his purpose undone. He fulfilled everything the Father called him to do, but he left a lot of things yet to complete, but he completed his course. In other words, there's some things that Jesus started, he began, that he left up to you and me to finish. Jesus couldn't do it on his own. Consider Jesus of Nazareth, the man went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How? God was with him. Now we're going somewhere. The book of action is about God being with you. Where John 14 and John 17 become fulfilled, where Jesus asked the Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that you leave them like leaven in the world, I in them and they in me, as I am in you and you are in me. Wow. So what did Jesus teach? So we know what he did, but what did he teach? In John chapter 20, he taught us how to receive the Holy Ghost. In John 21, he taught us how to love him. In the book of Action, we take that great theological leap out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where it was God in Christ, to the book of Action, where it's not God in Christ, it's Christ in us and God in Christ. We are no longer just spectators of Jesus. We are no longer just mere fans of the message. The book of Acts is that great transition in your Bible where the Holy Ghost that was with you then gets in you. And I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is not some third watered down version of God, some cousin of God. Three times removed by marriage. He is that selfsame spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea and raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God that now personally has taken up residency inside your mortal body. But don't stop there. Shove a neighbor and say, there's still more. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 2, 4, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound from heaven. God caused them to be able to express their original selves. Man is a spirit. He simply lives in a body and possesses a soul. Isaiah knew that we would speak in other tongues. Zechariah said it's going to fall like rain. Amos said you'll have to get ready for it. Hosea said you'll have to break up your hard, fallow ground. Malachi said suddenly he will come to his temple. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Somebody shout now. Go tarry. Go tarry. Go wait in Jerusalem until you, shout me, are empowered from on high. So they went to a prayer meeting. It didn't last long. 10 days is all. On the second Sunday after they entered that room, 50 days after Passover, the wind of God began to blow. I don't know if it came in under the door, through the keyhole, through an open window. I don't know how it got there, but it filled all of them. Suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing, mighty wind. Of course, the complaints about Pentecost, as well as Pentecostals, it's too noisy, it's too loud, it's too boisterous, it's too bold, it's too in your face. Well, you will excuse us, please, because it's all over us and it's keeping us alive. Don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. When I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I can shout, leap, dance, spin, wave all night long. Power. Power over Satan, power over sickness, power over sin, power over demons, power over depravity, power over disease. Somebody shout, I got power. God has always distinguished himself by a wind. A wind. That's why I love to get up in the morning. When the sun first breaks meridian horizon and the darkness dispels, morning dawning, a new day is always accompanied by wind. Some of you have never been up early enough to notice it. The dawn is always accompanied by wind. I need to see an uplifted hand from every person that would like a new dawning, a new day, a new breakthrough. Moses stood on the banks of the Red Sea with Pihahiroth on one side and Migdol on the other, and the pursuing armies of Egypt's chariots breathing down his neck, and the vast Red Sea in front of him. Did you ever feel penned in? Did you ever feel there's no escape? I can't get out of this. Wait for the wind. Your Bible said God stood up off his throne, blew his breath in the form of a strong east wind, and the waters stood upon heaps, and Israel walked across on dry land. Just shuffle your feet a little bit. It's sandy down there. It's not wet. The wind is blowing. The waters that have kept you from your promise are standing up on either side of you. Get ready. You're about to inherit the promise. The children of Israel were dying. They were starving. God blew his wind, and the Bible said every molecule of air in that wind became a quail, so much that they couldn't gather them in baskets. Elijah went searching for God. Some folks mispreach this, so let me correct them. They say God was only in the still small voice. This was not a mistake on God's part of what he sent, but a mistake on Elijah's part of what he had the capacity to receive. God came in an earthquake, and Elijah didn't notice. God came in a fire, and Elijah took no note. God came in a still small voice. Comfortable Elijah was able to hear that. But just before that, he missed what may have been the greatest manifestation of all. A strong and mighty wind. Somebody is about to launch today into a new frontier spiritually, into a new place in God that you have yet to inhabit. Acts chapter 2 was a replay of Genesis chapter 1. God breathed a divine go entered their soul. I love this. Be seated. I'm about finished. After that rushing mighty wind, this thing we call the church, at least the first century one, came of age. Watch them. They were bold. They were sure. It was a mighty rushing wind. It was a tornado force. It was a hurricane. They were out. They had launched. They were in space. They were out in the open. They were everywhere. They were in the streets, in the synagogues. They had not sheltered themselves within the confines of the church. They were out where the needs were. They were there where the hurting were. They were there where the broken and the downtrodden and the rejected and the despised were. Where are we? A rushing mighty wind had come. Oh, they had been religious enough. But when that wind blew, it knocked all their spiritual props out from under them. They had to trust and obey, for there was no other way to be happy in Jesus than to just trust and obey. They were no longer obedient to a list of written ordinances through a spirit of fear. All the performance and the acceptance of spiritual politics were blown away. I ain't got nobody to preach to. They were the initiance of a new paradigm. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and hell's gates will not prevail against it. He gave them the keys of the kingdom. They learned whatever they bound on earth was bound in heaven. Whatever they loosed on earth was loosed in heaven. He said he'd send the Holy Ghost, and he came. He said he would endue us with power, and blessed be his name. We've got it.
Well, I'm sure you'll permit me to exercise my prerogative and repeat two very key, very, very basic points from today's message. And I want to do that so they get embedded, if you will, in your spirit. They're those faith-filled believers who are supernaturally endued with power, and they're about to launch into a brand new spiritual frontier. And it's going to happen very, very soon. It's going to happen very suddenly. And I believe it's as the calendar turns over to 2025. I believe you're about to inhabit a brand new place in your spiritual life and in the mighty, glorious kingdom of God. Now, the second point is this. Not everyone will notice obvious displays of the power of our great God. You have to pay attention. There will be those who, like at a certain point in Elijah's life, he wasn't able to receive when the Lord God came to him in a strong and mighty wind. Then God came to him in an earthquake. Then God came to him in a fire, and he didn't recognize any of those. Not until God came to him in a still, small voice. Listen now. In 2025, the Lord God Almighty has established a promise with a blessing attached to it. It's just for you, and it's coming. Get this in your heart suddenly. Just say it right now. Suddenly. So you've got to be prepared to take note of divine intervention on your behalf. You don't want to miss it. There are incredible outpourings, but they're going to come into your life suddenly. When you receive distressing news coming into 2025, Jehovah Maccabi, the Lord, your high tower, will swiftly become your unshakable fortress. When it seems that there's just no way out, anybody been there? I've been there. In the natural, there absolutely seems to be no way out. But in 2025, get ready. Get ready to recognize it when it's revealed. God, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shammah, the present one, is about to make a way suddenly, so quickly, you may not even recognize it at the time. Because when the Holy Spirit does a thing, the book says, and the book is right there wrong, the book says that you don't see it, but you see the effect of it. That's the way this is going to be in 2025. Are you ready to shout yet? Because in 2025, you may come up against a terminal situation. You may be facing an incurable disease. Jehovah Rapha, the eternally self-existent God who heals, is going to intervene in that situation. Suddenly, the archangel Gabriel appeared to a 14-year-old virgin girl named Mary. And your Bible and mine says he came suddenly with an announcement that she would bear the Christ child. What a miracle. And that she would be blessed. That word's coming to you. That she would be highly favored. That word's coming to you. And this one's coming to you right now. Fear not. God says, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The words that I'm speaking to you have great prophetic impact right now, sent directly from heaven into your life, and it's in regard to 2025. I don't want you to miss the signs like Elijah did. In just a matter of a few short days, we are going to enter into 2025. Now, 25 is the biblical year, here it is, of grace upon grace. Grace doubled, grace upon grace, with its mighty hand reaching out with open arms, God extending his exceeding great power dramatically. Here's another 2025 word, increased in your life. 2025 is your year of sudden deliverance, of unexplainable increase in your joy, your peace, your provision, your prosperity, your total life. Come on now, let's end 2024, the year of agreement, looking forward to a year of suddenly miracles. Our breakthrough prayer warriors and intercessors and I will be praying over your greatest prayer needs to be met on Tuesday night. That's the day, December 31st. We're going to get together and we are going to have a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. Don't forget to send me. Now, don't send me those requests that you really, really don't mean anything to you, that you haven't really prayed about, that you've never fasted. Send me those things that are so urgent that they keep you walking the floor at night. Send me those prayer requests. And then, let me encourage you, sow a seed faith gift, which is symbolic of grace upon grace. $25 for 2025, $25 in each hand, and then reach out with both hands to God for your breakthrough. It's your faith testimony, your giving, that King Jesus is reaching his hands out to you, because when you give to God, he reaches out his hands toward you to receive, and in those hands is the blessing you're believing for. Your supernatural, suddenly, year-end gift, maybe $50, maybe $50 in each hand, $100, or even more, whatever the Holy Spirit lays on you. I don't know what he's speaking to you, but you do. Whatever he's leading to you. But now, as I said earlier, there is a promise for you in 2025 with blessings already attached to it. Now, of course, as always, our obedience is the key that unlocks the door of God's blessing. So call right now. This year is going to come to a close in just a few days. And remember, you can always scan that QR code right there on your screen. It's so simple, so easy. You just scan it, and then that'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. 2025, hear me, is your year to thrive and to walk in God's glorious grace upon grace. Let's do it together.
Remember the holy promise written in Malachi 3:1. The Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come into his temple. God will find you in your moment of need. And in 2025, the Lord's open hands will reach out to you. the holy angel Gabriel suddenly appeared to Mary to announce, "You are blessed and highly favored," and added, "Fear not, 2025 will usher in your year of being suddenly fearless." Sow your seed of faith today to support Breakthrough's worldwide broadcast and digital media outreaches, the Compassionate Missions Outreach, A Bridge of Hope, and so much more. For your love gift of $50 or more, we'll send you Rod Parsley's new gift for 2025, Suddenly, the Wind of God's Spirit. This inspirational 365-day devotional will revolutionize your life and spiritual walk all year long. For a gift of $125 or more, we'll also include a signed copy of this year's most requested Bible, the 50th Anniversary Breakthrough Jubilee Bible. It'll be a treasured keepsake for you or a loved one. The soft cover, surrounded by rose gold edges, opens to large print text. It's Pastor Parsley's favorite Bible. For those blessed by God to give $1,025 or more, we'll add this famous The Creation of Adam print, showing the hand of God reaching out to touch the hand of man. Michelangelo's classic work of art will remind you that God is reaching out to you in 2025. Please call before New Year's Eve and include your prayer requests or give securely at rodparsley.com. Your suddenly miracle is coming, rich with God's blessings for you.
Well, there's just so much joy everywhere this time of year. Christmas, that's when so many are searching. And I'm glad, because they're searching for spiritual answers to life's problems. It's the season when you hear the innocent voice of a child in the shopping mall pull on his mama's dress or pantsuit and say, "Mama, who's that baby in the manger?" Now, your witness for Jesus Christ can be as simple as the story of a child's candy cane. I'm sure you've all experienced the great joy of candy canes. Well, that white, that represents the purity of Jesus Christ. The red, of course, represents his blood shed for us on Calvary. The hardness of the candy, that reminds us Christ is the rock of our salvation. And the shape, of course, is a shepherd's staff, because that's how Jesus described himself in John chapter 10 and verse 11. It's my prayer that this Christmas is the most joyful of your entire life, that the babe in a manger and our resurrected King become so very, very real, near to you and to all those you love so much. I'm trusting the Lord with you for your 2025 to overflow with grace upon grace.